35,000 people gathered at the Vatican this Wednesday to hear Pope Benedict's catechesis on the relationship between Christ and the Church. With the arrival of warm spring weather, the Holy Father's weekly appointments with the faithful returned to the open air of St. Peter's Square, where he delivered the second in a cycle of reflections on the liturgy in the light of the apostles, witnesses and envoys of Christ.
Dear brothers and sisters, in our catechesis on Christ and the Church, we have seen how the Church is built on the foundation of the apostles. The Gospels show how Jesus, at the beginning of his public ministry, chose the 12 to become fishers of men. St. John in particular presents the calling of the apostles as the fruit of a life-changing personal encounter with the Lord.
Pope Benedict said that more than just the proclamation of a message, the preaching of the gospel is seen as a witness to the person of Jesus Christ and an invitation to enter into communion with him.
Jesus sent his apostles first to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This prophetic act should be understood in the light of Israel's messianic expectation, according to which God, through his chosen one, would gather his people like a shepherd his flock. This gathering is the sign of the coming of God's kingdom and the extension of his saving power to every nation and people. After the resurrection, the universality of the mission entrusted to the apostles would become explicit. The risen Lord would send them forth to make disciples of every nation, even to the ends of the earth.
Choirs and bands were among the thousands present this Wednesday, adding color and enthusiasm to the meeting. Flags and banners represented parishes and schools stretching from the continent of America to the Far East and the Koreas. Pope Benedict thanked them for their presence, greeting them in over seven languages, including Czech. But before imparting his apostolic blessing, the Holy Father's thoughts and prayers turned to the many who suffer the scourge of tuberculosis across the world.
Comincio con un appello. Ricorre dopodomani, 24 marzo, la giornata mondiale promossa dalle Nazioni Unite per la lotta contro la tubercolosi.
Speaking in Italian, the Pope denounced the great poverty that afflicts so many TB sufferers. On this World Day Against TB, marked on March 24th, Pope Benedict appealed for leaders to renew their commitment to making available the necessary resources to help cure our sick brothers and sisters, who, he said, even in their illness, have a right to a dignified life.
Aiutati a vivere con dignità la loro condizione. I cordially invoke God's abundant blessings of joy and peace. Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Es omnunc et usque in seculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui fecit celum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Reporting on Pope Benedict XVI's weekly general audience, I'm Emma McCarthy.